Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of our Facebook Live series. My name's Michael Gordon. I'm a PhD clinical psychologist and a veteran clinic administrator, clinical researcher. And I also have this long-standing and perhaps somewhat abnormal level of interest in running mental health clinics and substance abuse agencies as efficiently as humanly possible. And that means I have a steadfast devotion to database decision-making and to using software to its fullest. I suppose I could rename this series something like EHRs and Practice Management Software for the Lazy Administrator. I just really hate wasting time on things that a computer could do as well or perhaps better. That's the sentiment that got me developing an EHR called Clinic Tracker. Now, I want to continue my conversation about keeping staff productive and reasonably content. Actually, I should say that some of you have been amused that I set the goal as keeping staff reasonably content as opposed to just plain content. You don't have to run services for too many years to realize that trying to keep clinical staff joyous on a regular basis is usually not an attainable goal. The work life of mental health providers can certainly be rewarding, but it can also be frustrating and challenging and sometimes downright upsetting. I always was impressed that staff used the Kleenex in my office a whole lot more than did my patients. And the paperwork documentation part of the work is inherently annoying and yes, can literally bring clinicians to tears. So that's why I think it's appropriate to see management software initiatives as more geared to reducing the pain rather than necessarily promoting high levels of personal satisfaction. The personal satisfaction comes from seeing clients improve over time. Now, I'd like to cover some more features of an EHR that can keep staff from bolting to another agency or a solo private practice or maybe moving on to selling real estate. These features are part of what I think represents the anxiety reduction role that a good software solution can offer staff. Think EHR Xanax for acute paperwork anxiety, and you'll get what I'm talking about here. So let's say you're a clinician that just started a new job in an agency that has different workflows than the ones you got used to in your prior settings. Or you're really talented working with distressed clients, but pretty terrible at keeping track of what paperwork is due, what you have to include in each different type of paperwork, and where you are with your backlog. Before we instituted an EHR that guided staff through the process, most of my people seem to exist in a perpetual state of worry and upset around getting their paperwork done on time and according to state requirements, requirements that weren't all that clear in the first place. And that's why we developed Clinic Tracker in a way that clinicians could have good reason to see it as an ally, as this kind of administrative assistant of sorts, rather than as a burden. We wanted them to realize that they didn't need to run to a supervisor or the compliance people to figure out what was due when and what they needed to include in each of the notes and summaries, et cetera. And we didn't want them poring through their files to see which notes they had completed and which were delinquent. I wanted the system to make it so that the clinicians didn't have to work hard to remember and implement the documentation requirements. They might need to be upset if they're far behind, but at least they knew how far behind they were and what needed to happen to get things into a better place. So how did we try to make it so staff saw Clinic Tracker as a friend and not a foe? In a bunch of ways, and I'll just review a few now because I'll continue on with this for a few more sessions. But over the years, we worked to develop a library of templated forms that made it clear what needed to be included in, let's say, a progress note or a 90-day treatment plan review. Staff knew what was required because we made it so the system could stipulate what information had to be included before you could save or lock the form. They didn't have to remember about including the diagnosis or information about abuse history or what was involved in each session. Everything they had to cover was right in front of their eyes. Whether they paid attention in the paperwork orientation trainings or not. Clinic Tracker was there reminding them all along the way in the spirit of, okay, my friend, you owe a discharge summary on Johnny Smith, so remember, you have to include the following information. And by the way, if you forget it, it's okay because I won't let you finalize the document unless you have it just right. Number two, clinicians could also rest assured that the system wouldn't make them waste any time double entering information or typing out stock terms or phrases. If we could put information in a drop-down list, it'd be in a drop-down list. If the system could bring forward information it knew and just put it in paperwork like names and dates and medications and the like, that's what the system would do. We even had it that where appropriate, the system could ask the clinician if he or she wanted to load information from a prior note or summary. If that's what they wanted, that's what they got. And this carry forward feature became hugely popular because you could bring the text from the prior progress note, let's say, and modify it for documenting the current session. Parenthetically, it was also good because it got clinicians to remember prior sessions and fit the current one into context as they thought about it. We also added a feature that allows the clinician to create a library of phrases for them to include where appropriate. It could be one of those standard sentences you always see in a report, like this client made good progress over the past month and achieved all goals and objectives. Another popular one was the patient came to the session well-dressed and alert. You can set these for the clinic as a whole, but clinicians can also make their own library of phrases that they just use a lot and don't want to retype each time. Now, to be fair and a bit cautionary, though, you have to be very careful to keep a balance between pre-stored options and opportunities for free text for some narrative and integrative thinking. Neither you nor likely your state Office of Mental Health representative or site visitor wants to see cookie cutter type documentation that repeats exactly the same information and formulation note to note and summary to summary. You and they want to see some thinking going on and not just cutting and pasting from prior paperwork. That's why in Clinic Tracker, you'll see text boxes everywhere, especially in those areas of the paperwork that call for some integration and formulation. Drop-down lists are great for making it easy to select simple information for inclusion in paperwork, but they're not meant to replace high-level analysis of clinical functioning or treatment progress. A third, a primary way our EHR helps staff become less anxious about paperwork is that we position Clinic Tracker to be like Rader O'Reilly and MASH. Okay, I think I just seriously dated myself, but some of you might remember that Radar O'Reilly was the clerk to Colonel Blake, and then I think it was Colonel Potter. He was famous for anticipating things way ahead of the officers and forever putting words in their mouths because they needed him to do so. He also once famously said, and I think of this a great deal, sir, these are forms to get the forms to order more forms, sir. Anyhow, over the years, we got Clinic Tracker to be smarter than anyone about which paperwork was due when. Then we got Clinic Tracker good at notifying staff where things stood. So Clinic Tracker became an early warning system for paperwork and, frankly, a bit of a taskmaster around making sure overdue paperwork got done. We eventually developed what we call compliance builders so that the administrators had infinite control over setting up workflows for staff around paperwork, but also all the other administrative processes in the clinic, like what had to happen around processing an intake or discharging a case. Now, how did I know we were making progress optimizing all of this? Well, the first time I saw a new staff member take an empty admission summary template into an intake interview. She used it to make sure she didn't miss gathering essential information. And that was a good moment for me. That means that at least that staff member, and of course many others, kind of got what we were about, and that if you use the EHR, the practice management system, to your benefit, it could help and could help a good deal. I think I'm going to stop here for now and see what questions we might have from those of you who are listening, while you might be typing those out, hopefully you are, I will thank you again for listening. And I should be back next week, and I'm going to keep talking about some of these staff retention things and other ways that Clinic Tracker really could help you out in getting things done as opposed to not. So any questions, please, anybody? Okay. In that case, I think I will close for today. And if you do have any questions, of course, don't hesitate to contact me in one way or another. And I'll be happy. Oh, we just did get a question. Here's a question. How did you decide what fields should be required and which ones didn't need to be? Well, it depended on the form and just the basic notion of what did you actually have to have in a note for it to be legal, to be compliant. And so we made it for the obvious stuff like the name and address and birth date, but also in other places where I just didn't want people to sign off on their paperwork before I had information we knew we needed. And sometimes it was actually for research, where let's say we were collecting information about prior psychiatric history of the parents because we were looking to predict no-show rates, et cetera. We made sure that the clinicians had to complete that section. So we made that required. Obviously, signatures on progress notes were required because without them, it wasn't legal. It wasn't a legal session, and we could be considered to be fraudulent, which we didn't want to be. So, yeah, wherever it was absolutely mission critical to have information, and we wanted to make sure not that the clinician had to remember this, but that they had to do it, they were appreciative of that, as were we. So that's what we required, anything we felt was necessary. And what's nice, of course, about Clinic Tracker is that you can make that decision for your practice, for your clinic, and not necessarily have it that that we that the people who develop the software decide what's required and what's not. That's a decision you can make. A good question. Any other questions? Let me just see here. Let's see if there's one more. I think there's one more coming because I see the little dots coming, but maybe not. Okay, I guess we aren't getting any more questions today, but that's a good question and a good way to end. So thanks very much for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye now.